the U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight. Because it's NATO that we're talking about, and they will be dying, God forbid, because it's a horrible thing.
That little punk in a Balenciaga sweatshirt that they use to raise money is going to tell me American blood and treasure is going to be needed for Ukraine? I'd say get stepping, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. Oh, because I'm sure that Ukraine will defend us if we got attacked by China. I'm sure that Ukraine will give us all the money back that we've given them too, right? Of course not. It's a one-way street, isn't it? And I'm sick and tired of being on it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the air raid sirens are going off. Not the fake air raid sirens like they did as war propaganda when Joe Biden was in Ukraine, but actual raid sirens because Russia is now under attack, under drone attack at an oil plant. And so who's the leading candidate? Well, we know it was the West that blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And so if there's any circumstantial evidence there, it points to the West amplifying the war. But I want to just play two clips to kind of set the tone for what is going to be an epic and busy news transmission today. And we'll start with this Zelensky clip that's going viral. And while claims are being made that it's taken out of context, I'll tell you the full context, but no, this is what Zelensky said. Either fund Ukraine and give Ukraine weapons and go to war with Russia, or Americans are going to have to fight and die, is what Zelensky is saying here in clip five.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight because it's NATO that we're talking about, and they will be dying, God forbid, because it's a horrible thing.
Now, I'll admit I'm probably on the far end of being a contrarian, where you tell me to do something, I'm most likely not going to do it. Or you tell me not to do something, you know, I'm going to do it. As with as much knowledge as you have regarding the situation to not make a dumb decision. So how do we respond to Zelensky saying American blood, American treasure needs to be spilled in defense of Ukraine? I'll tell you, at this point, honestly, my politics aside, whatever politics or worldviews I have, if I'm looking at this neutrally and I've got this little punk in a sweatshirt made by a Balenciaga creative designer telling me that American blood and treasure needs to be spilled in defense of Ukraine, how about no, buddy? How about no? How about now I kind of want you to fail? Now, the people of Ukraine don't deserve that. The good people of Ukraine want nothing to do with this war. And the ones that do will go and fight Russians, and they will fight, and many have died. And many innocent Ukrainians have died because of this war. Many because of Zelensky's attacks. And the different proxy groups that are just out of control in the region. But after we've done so much for Ukraine, that little punk in a Balenciaga sweatshirt that they use to raise money is going to tell me American blood and treasure is going to be needed for Ukraine? I'd say get stepping, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. Oh, because I'm sure that Ukraine will defend us if we got attacked by China. I'm sure that Ukraine will give us all the money back that we've given them too, right? Of course not. It's a one-way street, isn't it? And I'm sick and tired of being on it. Well, I can't tell. Am I in 1984? Am I in 2023? Am I in 2020? Am I in 3023? What level of this dystopian future am I in right now? Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, filling in on the Alex Jones Show, an honor and a privilege always to be with you, the crew, the audience here on this Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. And now we're into the new phase, year two of the war in Ukraine. And most expert opinions and analysts are kind of seeing the same thing. Not the war propagandists, not your lying media, your lying politicians, but true analysis of this, looking at it for what it is. The war is going to go on, it looks like, for years now. And that's kind of how it's all being prepped. And for Russia, they actually have a serious fight, and they actually have the backing of the Russian people. I mean, imagine after 9/11, all the support George Bush got, all the support the military got, the patriotism, all of it. That's basically what's going on in Russia right now. The parameters obviously different, but maybe not anymore, as Russia is now getting attacked, drone attacks inside Russian territory. So you don't really have support for this war anywhere else. I mean, you've seen the Polish people hopping up and down for war, very oddly, but okay. Where else are you getting that support? Ukraine? Not so much, not really. And sadly, the people of Kiev and some of these other major Ukrainian cities that have mostly been able to live their lives normally in the last year, I think in this next phase of the war, that's going to change. And so for the next year, Russia is going to be moving forward towards the Dnipro River, and they're going to secure all the land, and you're probably going to see at least 500,000 dead in the process. And they're not really showing much of the footage coming from these actual war zones, and I think that's because they don't want the American people to see how bad it actually is. They want the made-for-TV moments. They want the TV hero Zelensky running around in a Balenciaga sweatshirt. They want the glad-handing of the American media, the American politicians, the celebrities going over there with Zelensky. They want to feel good about the money and the weapons, but they don't want to actually show you entire regions of Ukraine turned into rubble. Because you might not want to support this. You might not believe that Ukraine is winning the war, as they continue to tell you, which, of course, anybody who's observing this can pretty much do the math. You keep telling us Ukraine's winning, but you keep telling us how much they need weapons and ammunition and money. Well, that doesn't sound like winning, does it? No, quite the opposite. Now, does China's involvement in the war in Ukraine, which is really just China deciding to back Russia in the larger geopolitical face-off of the corrupt globalists in the West, facing off with the, you could say, corrupt globalists of the East, in kind of this power struggle for who's going to dictate, who's going to be on top of the pyramid when the global government comes into fruition. Now, of course, the American people and everybody on the planet should be against the concept of global government, but they're not getting the full story.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or a great fizzy magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, there's just not much support for Ukraine out there, I'm sorry to say. And you've got, of course, the mainstream media propaganda, but they tell you Joe Biden is popular too. I mean, you know that's a lie. So this is what they do. They push out their propaganda. They get all their brainwashed minions to put a Ukraine flag on their internet profile or put a Ukraine flag up by their business or wave a Ukraine flag during their political events. And it's just all propaganda. And you know what? I kind of like what you guys are doing here, putting all the Zelensky crap on the screen. Let's just keep doing that. I mean, just show all the gay Zelensky stuff. And hey, that's fine. If he wants to, you know, make jokes about his penis and play with his penis on television and rub his penis on other men and dance for other men in gimp suits and hump them and gyrate them in a homoerotic display, then that's good for Zelensky. But this is who you're supposed to back. This is who's telling you you need to die and pay for Ukraine to survive, as he's going to be the one in charge when Ukraine falls, stealing all of our money in the process. I mean, imagine Zelensky, you know, this gay twink in a gimp outfit, leather daddy, just mounting the United States of America and just having it. That's what he wants to do. That's what he's doing. And we're just supposed to sit here and take it. But no. See, there's not that support for Ukraine. You've got the propaganda overwhelming you, thinking the support is there. It's not. Anti-war protests in America, anti-war protests in Germany, anti-war protests in France, anti-NATO protests. So no, they don't have the support. They're feigning the support. They're faking it all. They want you to think you're on the winning team. It's like Tokyo Rose, Baghdad Bob, or if I decided to run a commercial because I wanted to sell merchandise and you just had the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl, but I just said, you know what? I want to sell some Eagles merchandise. So I'm just going to say the Eagles won the Super Bowl and we're going to sell Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl hats and t-shirts. And somebody that doesn't know any better would say, oh, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I want a hat. I want a t-shirt. And then they go out and they buy the Super Bowl hat and t-shirt thinking, oh, look, I'm on the winning team. I'm winning. I'm a Super Bowl winner with the Eagles. No, the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl. You got tricked. And so that's now what's going on in Ukraine. But the situation has escalated. And again, folks, you need to understand the support for the Ukrainian army, the support publicly, all of this, it's just not there. And as far as Zelensky's side is concerned with Joe Biden and Duda in Poland, there is no real cause. There is no real momentum. It's all synthetic. It's all fake. It's all propaganda. And of course, you can always go back to the question of why and say, well, money, $150 billion to Ukraine. I mean, that's a hell of a lot of money. But then you look at their side from Russia, and this is where your media is not telling you what's going on. Folks, Russian patriotism, support for Vladimir Putin is basically, I would say the comparison is like after 9/11 in the United States of America, where you saw American flags everywhere, patriotism everywhere, people joining the military everywhere. Now, I'm not saying it's 100% for that in Russia, obviously. I'm just saying if you want to have kind of an idea, a flavor, a moment of what this is like in Russia, think post 9/11 America with the patriotism and the support and the unity. That's happening in Russia, and that is legitimate. You don't have that anywhere else right now. You don't have that in Ukraine for Ukraine. You don't have that in any NATO countries for Ukraine. You don't really have that in America outside of just the propaganda. And so when you realize that Zelensky and Ukraine are basically an empty an empty shell of a tank moving in against the Russians that are actually there, want to be there, and have a real agenda and a real cause, you realize the whole Ukraine war was always meant to fail. But there's a bigger problem, and we'll talk about that on the other side. So it's sad that you have world leaders that will gladly profit and gain more influence and power off of a war that is going to devastate an entire country, see probably at least 500,000 killed overall, and they just don't care. They just don't care. They launder their money, they launder their weapons, and they just do not care at all the bloodshed and destruction going on in Ukraine. All over power, all over influence, and it's truly sick how evil the military-industrial complex and its representatives in the U.S. media and the U.S. government have become. And it's really an odd phenomenon that we're witnessing here, that the anti-war American left that voted for Obama, and that was probably the reason why many centrists, libertarians, voted for Obama, was his anti-war stance and campaigning on ending the wars in the Middle East. Now, of course, he lied. He bombed more countries than Bush did. But aside from that, now those same anti-war liberals are pro-war, just blood dripping from their foaming mouths against Vladimir Putin, against Russia for this war in Ukraine. It's really sick. It's really disgusting. And I'm telling you, they're not really reporting how bad it actually is in Ukraine. They're not really showing you the destruction, the devastation, and the death numbers, because they don't want it humanized. They just want you to, they just want to be able to click their heels, say, give Ukraine money, and then you put the Ukraine flag in your internet profile or at your house or place of business, just thinking you're doing the right thing. You're supporting Ukraine. You're doing a good thing. When really it's just a bunch of money laundering, warmongering, and regime change efforts in a struggle that, quite frankly, we should not even be involved in. You can pick and choose what struggles you want to be involved in. You can pick and choose which struggles, which country struggles you want to amplify and make the American people aware of. But you see, they don't talk about what goes on in Yemen, do they? They don't talk about Syria that gets attacked. No, they want you focusing on Ukraine because that's where the big power struggle is going on. That's where the West has been influencing and rigging and meddling in elections and foreign affairs to a point of no return. And even doing deeper analysis into this, I wonder, and we don't really hear about this angle discussed much, but I wonder how much of this invasion of Ukraine is directly Joe Biden's fault. Now, is that because Russia knows that Joe Biden is just going to be laundering money and not actually going to fight a war? Why is it the last two times Russia has gone into Ukraine is when Joe Biden is in the White House? Now, my analytical response to this is that, well, Russia, we know, Putin's problem is he doesn't like NATO's expansion, he doesn't like NATO's aggression, and he doesn't like Western-backed coups in Ukraine going against the will of the people to be more aligned with Russia than the West. But why does he always invade and make moves when Joe Biden is in the White House? Is that because he knows Joe Biden is weak and is not going to do anything? Or is something else going on with that? But see, you never really hear that aspect of it, do you? No, because Joe Biden is the good guy, and he's the strong man standing up to Putin. Really? Because every time Joe Biden's in the White House, Putin walks right into Ukraine with Russia. But that's Joe Biden, your tough guy. He's standing up, yeah. No, actually, Ukrainians are suffering greatly because of Joe Biden and Zelensky. And there's been mixed numbers that come out of Ukraine and how many Russians have died and how many Ukrainians have died. But, I mean, high estimates are it's looking like about 250,000 people have died in the war so far, 1 year in. Probably mostly Ukrainians. But Joe Biden's the strong man. He's the good guy. He's standing up to Putin. Or is it that Putin realizes that Donald Trump had the same disposition, generally speaking, towards NATO as Putin did? And if you want to really get down to the brass tacks here, ladies and gentlemen, NATO needs to be shut down. There is no use for NATO anymore. And Donald Trump understood that. And he said, look, why is the United States spending all of this money on NATO and we get nothing in return? Nothing. And if you look at what's happened in the last year in Ukraine, ask yourself this. What has NATO done? What is NATO's purpose? Now, of course, Ukraine is not a NATO nation, so it shouldn't even matter. But that's what this whole struggle is over. So how much money has the United States spent into NATO in the last 10 years? And what have we got to show for it? A big fat nothing, except a bill for hundreds of millions, probably billions of dollars. And now, because of this obsession with NATO and whatever Victoria Nuland and Hunter Biden were doing with 46 bioweapons labs in Ukraine. And so again, Putin didn't feel the need to counter NATO aggression. Putin didn't feel the need to counter Western aggression in Ukraine when Trump was president because Trump wanted to ratchet it down. Trump wanted to stop funding it. That's not Trump and Putin colluding. That's Donald Trump being an American president saying, why am I funding NATO? It does nothing for me. And all these NATO countries of ours, these allies that don't pay anywhere near the amount we pay, give us nothing in return. Nothing. Oh, what about strategic this? What about military that? For what? Do we really want a war with Russia over Ukraine? Do we really want the fate of the planet potentially to hinge on Vladimir Zelensky, a puppet, a leather daddy gimp outfit kink boy? $150 billion for Ukraine. What will be enough? Nothing. Zelensky wants more money and he wants the American blood and treasure to be spilled and lost in Ukraine. Truly disgusting. And I just feel bad for the people of Ukraine that are really going to suffer the most from this. And that's perhaps the biggest lie of this whole thing, that somehow supporting Zelensky and fighting a war against Russia is going to help the people of Ukraine. No, ladies and gentlemen, the country's going to be completely devastated and destroyed in many places. And probably 500,000 will die when this thing is said and done years from now.
For decades, I have warned you over and over and over again that powerful multinational corporations are establishing a world government to cut off your resources, drive you into poverty, and then dehumanize you and finally kill you. And we've been absolutely, totally vindicated in that fact. Now it's mainstream news and the world is awakening. But InfoWars wasn't just right about what was going to happen in the past. We're now breaking down what's going to happen in the future, and now people are really listening, and we can stop it together. So our information is paramount. We are literally creating the talking points and the opposition to the New World Order. And it's not just myself that is getting the credit here. It's the listeners, the viewers, the guests, the callers, the brain trust that is InfoWars and everything we do. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get these amazing products, you're doing far more than just keeping this important show on the air. You are also getting great products that empower yourself and your family's stamina, energy, immune system, well-being, way of life, and so much more. And these are incredible products. This is the very best magnesium product out there. It's got the high-end magnesium, not the regular magnesium that's in almost all the other products. It's incredible. Physic magnesium for your entire body, for better sleep, for more energy during the day, for your metabolic systems. It's all there. Our CBD oil is the highest grade out there. It's been tested by third parties. This stuff sells for 60, 70, 80% in stores, more than what we're selling it for. We've got it at 1,000 milligram, 25 milligram, and 10 milligram, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. The Real Red Pill Plus, our nitric boost product, our turmeric product, turmeric 95, highest grade turmeric. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the operation. So only about 1% of our listeners ever buy products. If just 1% more goes and buy the products, we will have all the funding we need to go into the future and more.